Hi, this is Daryl War. This is kind of a special extra I want to do just because I got some news from a new friend that stuff going on in her social life where people just were not able to communicate, and it has worried me, and I want to try and help everyone who's having that same problem. So I think I'm going to call this Do It For You, and not in the way where, you know, a lot of people have told me, do the fan fiction work for you, or do writing for you, or do the audio work for you. More you, who I'm talking to. If you're listening, I'm going to try and talk to you. Even if you're a friend and you already know how to do this, I am talking to you. Hello, everybody. So I was able to get out of the addiction. Of course, I do still fall off the wagon a little bit with the social networking and that kind of thing, because it's just everywhere. It's just crowding us, our thoughts out. It's crowding our choices out. They are addressing that at Humane Tech, so that's good. You know, I'm still in the middle of the newest podcast. So what I would really like you to do, because this all started my concern because people weren't filling the review boxes, and that used to be a very natural thing for people to say what they liked and what they were looking forward to and that kind of thing. I was like, okay, there's something wrong. And it just got worse and worse. Of course, if you listen to the May 2016, you know how worse it got, where I'm saying Evanescence, I'm so stressed out. I've made those goofs before, but anyway. I realized one thing that I could do to offer a lot of you some solace is to just explain how I got my sanity back, at least what I've got presently. And that was from doing what I asked a lot of you to do years ago. Just tell me what you like. And that's why I am still going to fan pieces that I enjoy. I gotta get back to Lisa's, I'm sorry. And I'm also, you know, helping Helena with her original material, just being a good audience member. So just to try and explain how to do that. And part of it is just, like I said, you know, I recorded myself and I listened and I wasn't happy with a lot of the stuff when I was little and had to deal with other things where siblings were being mean and just replaying ouchies. Also, just writing letters, writing journals. You know, it does not have to be online. You can get out a paper and pencil or a pen anywhere. Anywhere you got to do it. Now, of course, I would like you to talk about the pit and to tell me. But even that, you know, just the questions. Tingler was great. I mean, it was so good. Those 20 days were just a blessing, a hugest blessing when we were emailing each other with the episodes. And he kind of started on 4, but it was this huge cascade of disjointed material of what he liked about episode 4. So we moved on to 5. I'm going to give you some questions. And I started making more questions, and one of the reasons that the questions, like, I think by episode 13 or 14, they're getting too big, too long, but it was because we were having a dialogue. That's why those questions got so long. So the questions are really good, and some of the pen pals who love them, because there are pen pals who love them, it helped them to adapt, because one pen friend that I just adore, she was like, it's fun work instead of homework. But it also helped her because she's all, I couldn't stop if I didn't have point-by-point sets. And that's why we were taught those things in school. Like, really, just to try and figure out the linear pattern and go back to that, because that is really important to human beings. It's huge. It's one of the reasons that a lot of good things happened through the previous centuries. So just start writing stuff down. And if you don't want to write about the pit or look at the questions, I think that would help a lot if you're that high level, but I think a lot of people just are getting more and more regressed. They call it human downgrading, but I've been calling it regression for years because things are too easy. You don't memorize telephone numbers the way we did. You know, kids, we used to memorize a lot of telephone numbers. There were a lot of techniques that we used in commercials and stuff to be able to do that, and also with each other to memorize phone numbers just from the repetition and also hearing the words, repeating the numbers. So for you, what I would like, hopefully this will help, that you could do the pit questions. You could try and answer them, say it, talking about what you like, being conversational. And even with that, you don't have to send it to me. You don't have to fill a review box. Have it for yourself. Have it for yourself. Or any other piece of fiction that you enjoy. And if you someday find it and feel like, well, maybe this person would like to know, yeah. You know, like I said in the first intro where I said, it would really mean a lot to me if you let people know how much you care about them. Maybe you hadn't been thinking about them. I mean, all the way back to 2013, that was in the first intro. But for right now, if you cannot do that, just write down observations about what you hear and what you see. even to the point of describing the colors. This is blue, this is white, this is gray, this is green, this is red, this is purple, this is orange. Even just the simplest way, the simplest observations, just get out a paper and pen or a keyboard or something and just start observing. And if that's the only thing you can do, because it's scary to watch you all lose your marbles. And I do realize this might kind of backfire because whether you believe it or not, Mercury's in retrograde and I do see the patterns. And I don't see why it's such a big deal. I mean, if everything's like rotated by gravity, then why wouldn't the stars affect us somehow? That's my take on it. That's my simplification of why it might actually be true. It's gravity, basically. That's one of many simplifications that I go into that. And don't take it seriously. Have a sense of humor about it. Have a sense of humor. Again, that's why I was able to kind of keep myself leveled. So, yeah, do it for you. Whether it's the pit, another piece of fiction, or just sitting in a room or sitting outside, just start writing. Start writing what you see and what you hear and what you feel. Just observations. That's all. And you don't have to send it to me. And you don't have to send it to anyone. But just get started on that. I would not be building a relief series for soap opera characters if I wasn't concerned. Like I said before, too, with all the scary stuff going on in the world that I can't do anything about, a 50-year-old soap opera with my skills, I could do something about that. And that's another thing that's important, is to discover who you are so that you can make the decisions that are best for you. And don't listen to all the other people nagging you to do something else. Because a lot of that is just talk. People want to flap their lips and tell you what to do and what you should do. Like having gobs of babies that you can't afford, or getting a house or a car that you can't afford and you don't even like. That kind of stuff. Those big life decisions that herds of people won't even be helping you with. Yeah, they talk a lot. Takes a while to figure out who means what, and most of the time, they don't even believe it. They don't even believe it. I've been on this planet for over 40 years. I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a ton of it. Yeah. All right, so get in touch when, if you can, but do it for you. Make observations, write them down, and if you can, talk about what you enjoy, possibly why you enjoy it. Do it for you. Do it to get yourself out of the empty mental state that you might be stuck in. All right. You take care.